Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Interdependence Day. Today, our nation celebrates the 250th anniversary of its independence from Great Britain. We fought the Revolutionary War to secure this independence, and then the Civil War to hold all our people together as one nation. And then, in the next century, we fought to help our allies maintain their independence. A lot has happened over the last 250 years that has both strengthened and challenged us. But throughout these 2.5 centuries, our nation has managed to hold itself together, and that is what I think we ought to be celebrating each year on the 4th of July. And instead of calling it Independence Day, I'd rather think of it as Interdependence Day, because we could not have gotten this far without the effort and cooperation of each other. This image makes me think of the nation of ants, that vast community of insects that has survived and thrived on Earth far, far longer than humans. Ant ways are wise ways, and even the Bible advised people to look to the ant and learn from her ways. Thus, the ant, for uncounted generations, has been a universal symbol of industry, stamina, and community strength and cohesiveness. Ants live in huge, underground, interdependent communities. They work in such harmony and synchronicity that it might even appear to us that the whole colony thinks as one being, with a sort of group mind or group soul. In the ant colony, the needs of the community always come before the needs of the individual. Reflecting humans' admiration for ant societies, there were ant clans among Native American tribes. While this veneration of ant colonies may seem in conflict with our society's glorification of the rugged individual, we must nevertheless acknowledge that every living thing is dependent upon the cooperative activities of other living things in order to stay alive. An ant colony is an eloquent example of this interdependent reality. The industriousness and cooperation of the ant community is a good theme for Interdependence Day. This holiday could honor the work that community members do for their communities and the ways communities support their members. We all depend on each other for something, so it's good to have a celebration with which to thank each other for helping keep the community strong and vibrant, much like an ant colony. Ants have figured in mythologies worldwide, partly because they are everywhere, and partly because their social behavior is some of the most complex in the insect world. Humans have long admired the efficiency and compassion with which ant communities conduct their affairs. Even the Greek poet Homer noted that ants showed great solicitude to their comrades, tending the young, carrying the injured, and removing the dead in a seemingly ceremonial manner. In ancient Greece, tales of the legendary Myrmidons, fierce warriors who were descended from a clan of ants that served their queen, the goddess Hera. Ants were also considered to be tribal members of the grain goddess Ceres, carrying her seeds and grains to her sacred granary so her people could be fed in times of need. There was also the myth of the Aztec gods Quetzalcoatl, who would change himself into an ant when he needed to hide seeds and grain in the earth to provide sustenance for his people. The wisdom of the ant community served not only the ant community, but was a model for interdependent human behavior as well. And so, as we celebrate Independence Day today, let us also honor Interdependence Day, as we seek to honor ourselves as hardworking, compassionate, and community-minded beings, like the nation of ants, which is such a great role model for building and maintaining a strong, healthy, and resilient nation. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.